Good evening, everyone. I'm Millionaire Club member Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome you to tonight's More Success Team Legal Shield conference call. I want to begin with a big shout-out to More Success Team Associate Ms. Cheryl Ann DeGatta from Georgia, Mr. Jimmy Parrish from Alabama, and Ms. Lisa Streeter from Georgia for all being top producers in Legal Shield last week. Also, congratulations to all the top premium and recruiting associates on our team. We're so excited about the rank advancements, Fast Start qualifiers, the Power Teams, and PC qualifiers. Our More Success Team is on fire, and we're excited to announce that we have surpassed last year's recruiting numbers, and we still have the rest of October, November, and December still to go. These are truly exciting times for our More Success Team and for Legal Shield. Tonight's special guest speaker is a $100,000 ring earner. He's an executive director, a recruiting machine, and the MVP of Idaho. He's built an incredible team of great leaders all across North America. I'd like to welcome Mr. Damian Sheever to the call. Damian, are you on?
I am. Can you hear me okay?
We can hear you loud and clear, my friend.
All right. Well, it's always an honor to be asked to speak on the team call, and I just appreciate what, of course, Papa, Mr. Ken Moore, and, of course, what you do, Randy, for the team, and Jeremy and Stephanie as well. And just so appreciative of the example that you set, not just in terms of production and recruiting, but in terms of values. And it just means a lot to me personally to have leaders and mentors like you. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you very much, Damian. We appreciate that. You know, having generations of success is remarkable in any business, but it's great in Legal Shield.
Absolutely. So, wanted to talk about just a couple of things, and I apologize in advance if it seems like I'm bouncing all over the place. I just kind of jotted down a few topics that I wanted to touch on without really, fleshing it out into something that flows maybe. So I apologize in advance if that's the case. But I want to start off, I want to talk about the trial defense supplement for just one second. And the reason I want to do that is because, you know, we don't hear too much about it today. It's a product that we offer, but we don't hear too much about it. If we don't hear about it, we don't know about it. If we don't know about it, we're certainly not going to offer it to even people that might want to use it, right? Might want to sell it, might want to buy it, whatever the case is. So I want you to understand what the trial defense benefit that we have within the plan is, and then what the trial defense supplement does, okay? The trial defense benefit within the plan, so as you present Legal Shield to people, this benefit's already in the plan, right? We get so many trial hours and a couple of pre-trial hours. So in other words, we want to make sure we understand what it is. It means if someone sued in a civil suit over a dollar amount, okay? So it's not somebody being sued in family court, right, for custody or something like that. It's not somebody being brought up on charges and criminal charges, right? So it's not criminal, it's not criminal law, it's not small claims, because most states' lawyers aren't allowed in small claims court, right? So it has to be a civil suit over a dollar amount, and usually that dollar amount's over $5,000, right, because otherwise it's small claims. And if that's the case and it's defensible, then we have a schedule of hours. And it's something like, 67 and a half trial hours and 2.5 pre-trial hours, right? And then gradually both of those numbers increase. The pre-trial hours that are included in our plan increase by a half an hour each year. So the second year it's 3 hours. Your fifth year it maxes out at 4.5 hours, okay? And then the trial hours go from 67 and a half all the way up to like 295 and a half hours or something like that, right? Something where it's like, dude, you're guilty. But if you have enough money, you might be able to win like OJ did, back 20 years ago, right? So most things, though, never see the courtroom. We already know that, right? Most things get settled long before they ever see the courtroom. And what I want you to understand is that 2.5 to 4.5 pretrial hours aren't a whole lot for an attorney to work with, right? That's like they answered a phone call, gave you a consultation, made a copy, and sent an email, and there go your pretrial hours, right? The trial defense supplement adds 75 hours to your trial time, but it also adds 25 free trial hours. So instead of 2.5, now you have 27.5, and it would max out at 29.5, right? So that's the idea. So now you actually have most of a work week. And I just want to tell you a quick story, because I remember talking to one of my fellow ring owners one time, and he said, well, you know, I definitely present it if someone has assets to protect. And I said, you know, it's not the person with assets that needs it. It's the person without assets that needs it, right? And just to give you an idea, there was a guy on my team. I'll just call him Joe. But Joe lives in one unit of a fourplex in a complex of fourplexes, right? In a more depressed area of town up here in Idaho. And one day he discovered that he had bed bugs. And so he went and told the property management company that he had bed bugs. They said, oh, we'll take care of that. And they came in and they bombed all four units, right? Because they didn't want them migrating from one unit to the other just during the bombing, right? So they bombed all four units to get rid of the bed bugs. And then they sent my friend Joe a bill for the bombing for all four units, and it was a couple of thousand dollars, right? Joe didn't have a couple of thousand dollars, and nor was he interested in paying for, you know, them spraying the other three units. He wasn't even interested really in them paying for his unit, right? He thought they were just going to cover it. And so he went into the property management company and said, hey, listen, why are you sending me the bill? And they said, well, you're the one that complained. And he said, well, you evicted the guy below me for filth. Isn't it more likely that he brought in the bed bugs? And they said, well, he's already gone. You complained, and that's why we sent you the bill. And so Joe was a Legal Shield member, and he had the child defense supplement, right, because I had prevailed upon him to get it after a couple of years. He was an associate as well. But after a couple of years, I said, you should really have this, Joe, right? So he had the child defense supplement. He called up Legal Shield, right? And they said, you know, that doesn't sound right to us either. We'll write a letter for you. And so they wrote a letter. But Joe said, what if it doesn't work? Joe asked them, what if it doesn't work and they come after me anyway? Huh? And they said to Joe, well, you have child defense as part of your membership. And, in fact, we see you have the child defense supplement. So chances are, if they sued you, we would probably defend you, because that's definitely a defensible lawsuit. And we'd probably be able to get that done within the context of your membership. And so Joe was really happy. Now, as it turned out, the letter worked and they never came after Joe. But it's that kind of peace of mind that the child defense supplement brings to me and to the, you know, people who have it. You may or may not want it, and that's fine. I just want you to know what it is and what it does and why it's there to offer. Because if we don't, like I said, if we don't know what it does, then we would never offer it. Now you know, okay? So that's the child defense supplement. I'm fortunate enough to be part of a group of associates that Legal Shield handpicked for a program called Next Level Leadership, and several other people on the More Success team are on that as well. Mr. Dave Hall out of Utah, and Mark Udy out of Arizona, and a few others are in the program as well. I shouldn't start naming names. You never name everyone. But the More Success team is well represented on this, in this pilot group, right? It's a new program that they just started. We get to be part of the first iteration of it. And it's pretty exciting. You know, these are like some of the top people in Legal Shield, and some of them, you know, Mr. Hall is already a $200,000 ring earner, and yet, you know, he's part of the group because they want to help him get to the $300,000 ring. I'm a $100,000 ring earner. They want to help me get to the $150,000 and the $200,000 ring. You know, and so different people at different stages, but it's amazing because we're on a call basically every week. I think, you know, 3 out of 4 weeks anyway, every month. So basically every week we're on a call. We had a specific meeting while we are at convention. We've got a couple of other special meetings, if you will. So basically every week we're doing something, and what's interesting to me is what they're talking about. Now, when they first started the program, they said, you're going to have this, and you're going to have this, and we're going to make this available to you. And I haven't seen any of that, and that's okay, because that's not why I got started with it. That's not why I elected to opt in, if you will. I elected to opt in because the one thing they said they were going to do was mentor us. And it's like, I need to get to the next level because my family deserves more. And so I said, if they're going to mentor me, then I'm going to do whatever they say. And, you know, I'm going to spend the extra time and all that kind of stuff. Here's the amazing part to me. And I kid you not, Dave Hall, I don't know if you're in speaker mode or not. If you are, that would be great. But I feel like 70% of everything they talk to us about is two a day. Dave, are you in speaker mode by any chance?
I am.
Would you say that's an accurate assessment?
I would concur, Mr. Schubert.
Yeah, I mean, dude, 70% of everything we talk about on Next Level Leadership is not about, by the way, us getting our team to do two a day. It's about us doing two a day. And real quick, Mr. Hall, since you're in speaker mode, how would you say, and by the way, I didn't tell Dave I was going to be calling on him, so this is all off the cuff, but how would you say that that has translated into the success you've had over the last couple of months? Because for those of you that don't know, Mr. Hall has the number one power team in the entire company in terms of recruiting over the last 2, 3, 4 months. So, how would you say, though, that coaching has helped you and that your example has helped the team?
You know, it's funny you bring that up because as leaders, I think a lot of times we can get in a position where you almost feel like you've worked hard enough that it's time to coast and it's time to just manage. It's just time to tell everyone else on the team what to do. And I think we looked at a lot of the leaders and they saw the real numbers and they're like, you know what? We need to get these guys back in what I'm going to call phase one, which is where you actually get back to work. And so what they decided to do was they decided to post everybody's true numbers up in this group. And quite a few other leaders, I'm talking six-figure ring earners were on the phone in our group chats and stuff like that saying, oh, my gosh, this is so embarrassing that everyone in this program gets to see my real numbers. I need to do something. And just think about this. You know, regardless of what size your team is, if everyone on your team today did what you did today, how fast would your team grow? Just think about that. Just if everyone on your team simply went out and did what you did today, what would the numbers start to look like? And, I mean, if everyone on my team sold one membership a month, I'd make over $1 million a month. And I look at that and just go, man, that would be awesome, awesome. And yet people, you know, they beat themselves up and go, man, I'm so sorry. This business just ain't working out. I worked my butt off all month long and I only sold one membership. And then back of my mind going, if everyone did that, it would be awesome. Our business would be exploding if everyone did that. But it starts at the top. It starts with the leaders setting the example. First of all, get in a mad streak. Second of all, get in Performance Club. Once you've figured out Performance Club, get in Performance Club Pro. Stay in Performance Club. Once you start to figure out what your ratios are, you know, A, it's going to take me 5 contacts, 10 contacts, 20 contacts, whatever it is. You know how many contacts it's going to take you to do the amount of exposures that you need to get the Performance Club Pro points that you need. Once you're in Pro, help other people get in Pro. You'll start getting the lifestyle bonuses. You'll go executive director. The six-figure ring's inevitable. And that's the key to the business. Get out there and do it yourself.
Thank you. And by the way, you know, Mr. Hall said everything he said was just true, and he would never call me out like this, but I want to be completely transparent. I was one of those people, not that I thought I had arrived and felt like I could coast, because that's not me, but I was coasting, right? It wasn't because I thought I had arrived. It was because life got busy for a minute. For those that some of you may not know, but my family was involved in a series of car accidents over the summer, like 5 car accidents in 6 weeks. It was weird, right? A couple of total cars. None of them were our fault, but you know, just dealing with insurance, dealing with replacing cars, you know, but I was just like, you know, what's the least I could do and still get by and the whole deal. And that's just where I was at when we got this invitation to be part of Next Level Leadership. And I'm just so grateful because it's what I needed. It kind of kicked me in the butt and to get back into it. And sometimes it takes a little while for numbers to translate, right? You do the activity, you fill up the funnel, and then results follow, right? It's not like, oh, I sat down with someone. I may or may not get the sale right then. I may not get the recruit right then. You have to follow up and different things that you hear leaders talk about all the time. But I want you to understand that mentally that's where I was, and I'm just so grateful. So that's what they're talking to the leaders. And there's about 60 people in this leadership group, right, Next Level Leadership Group. And, I mean, these are people that are MVPs, right? These are people that are Millionaire Club members. These are people that are, you know, already six-figure ring earners. And they're talking to us about 2 a day. Darnell Self, for those of you that don't know, Darnell Self is a million-dollar ring earner with the company, a ring earner being someone who makes whatever that dollar amount is in a 12-month period of time. So when we say he's a million-dollar ring earner, it means he's making $1 million a year, right? And so Darnell Self is also back to 2 a day, right? $1 million a year, and he's back to 2 a day because he's trying to get into the running for the $1.5 million platinum bonus, right? So he had to build an entirely new platinum organization. He was already a platinum 2 or 3 or 4 or something like that, right? But he had to go out and build an entirely new platinum organization in order to qualify, and he's on track, right? But he's back to 2 a day, and it's amazing what happens when the leaders in the company are all of a sudden doing 2 a day. And we say, you know, the company says, listen, recruiting's up and passed our qualifications up and all these good things that are happening. Well, it's because leaders are leading. Now, here's the thing. I was thinking about this earlier when I first got started, right, because many of you are first getting started, right? And when I first got started, first of all, I was doing 2 a day. And I was fanatical about it, right, because they told me that if I did 2 a day, that it would set me free. And I believed them, right? When the leadership said 2 a day will set you free. In fact, I remember when Dr. David Hughes first became a Millionaire Club member, I had a chance to interview him on a team call, and I said, you know, Dr. Hughes, can you really get to the Millionaire Club just doing 2 a day? And I actually expected him to say no. You'd have to get fanatical for a season or a couple of years or whatever the deal. He said, yeah, that's all I've ever done, right? 2 a day. And it's amazing how busy you can get. I was talking to someone this week, and I was sitting down with them and game planning out the month of November, and they were kind of saying, you know, I imagine we'd have to do more than just the minimum. I was like, you know what? I'll be happy if you do more than the minimum. Don't get me wrong, but if someone just does 2 a day, you're going to be busy after a week or two. It may start out so you do 2 today. That doesn't seem like a lot. But you do 2 more tomorrow, and then Wednesday you're following up with people and doing your 2 more day that day, right, and the next day and so forth. And as you're following up with people and you're recruiting people and you start helping those people, but you stay consistent with your 2 a day. And before you know it, you are busy. but you're busy not only with activity, you're also busy with results. And that gets really exciting really fast. So, two a day. Here's what else I want you to know. When we are out and about, we need to be intentional with our language, right? So, for example, I know a lot of people that do a lot of networking, right? And some people are the legal shield guy or the legal shield girl in their area, and that's awesome, okay? But it's, what are you known as, or what do you want to be known as, okay? Because some people want to be known as the guy that sells legal shield. But some people want to be known as the guy that builds the team. And, there's nothing wrong with being the guy that just wants to sell legal shield. In fact, I'm definitely a guy that wants to be known and is known as the guy that built the team. And it's almost like if, you were talking to a random person at a networking event, they might say, dude, if I ever was going to get a Legal Shield membership, because maybe they don't have one yet, right? If I was ever going to get a Legal Shield membership, I'd get it from Mary. But if I was ever going to do Legal Shield, I would sign up with Damian, right? And there's nothing wrong with them signing up with Mary, because hopefully Mary's on my team, right? But more importantly, I want them to know that I can help them get started. And if they ever got serious about doing something on the side, that they'd want to join my team, right? What is your identity in the marketplace? Well, it's hard to have an identity at all if we're not doing our two a day. But assuming that we're doing our two a day, are we sitting down just hoping to sell a membership, or are we sitting down with the eye toward recruiting? Okay, and listen, I don't recruit everyone I sit down with. I don't even try and recruit everyone I sit down with, right? I want to make sure that it's really a good fit for them and for me, because I got to go to work with them. But when I'm on my way to an appointment, that's what I'm thinking about. It's like, dude, these people are going to join my team. They're going to be the next Platinums and the More Success team. It's going to be so awesome. That's what I'm thinking on my way over to the appointment, right? We want to make sure that we are sitting down and sharing the Legal Shield membership, but also sharing the power of our opportunity, assuming it's appropriate. But it's appropriate more often than it's not. But it's about how we approach it, right? Here's what I mean by that. I don't prejudge anyone. I just take them through. And they get, I take them through all the way through the funnel, for lack of a better word, right? And they get off where they want to get off. If it's after the membership, it's after the membership. If it's after they give me referrals, fantastic. If it's after they see the opportunity and didn't sign up, or if it's they join our team. I just take everyone through the same funnel, and they decide where they want to get off. I don't stop it, right? They decide where we stop. We want to take everyone through the funnel, all the way through, okay? We have an incredible opportunity right now. We can take someone brand new, and we can help them make $1,800 in their first 45 days, right? With the bonuses that are on the table, spare time. I'm going to take you through an example right now. But part-time, spare time, we can help someone make $1,800 for Christmas. And by the way, the time to start talking about Christmas is right now. December is too late to start talking about Christmas. Right? We want to start talking about it right now. Like October, as we're closing this month strong. Hey, I found a way for us to make a couple of $1,000 extra for Christmas. Are you interested? Would you like to be able to do the same, right? So it's too late to be talking about Christmas on December 8th, right? But we can talk about it right now, and then we have the rest of October, all of November, and the first part of December to help them do that, right, the next 45 days. Okay. So $1,800 in 45 days, lots of ways to do this, but let me just give you one example. Or let me give you two, because one example is just go out and market about 18 memberships and you'll make $1,800. And if you did that over 6 weeks, you're only talking about three memberships a week. Three memberships a week for 6 weeks, and you made an extra $1,800 in 45 days. Congratulations. Right? Not to mention lots of other good things that would happen. But let me give you another example. Let's say you got someone started. Maybe some of you are in your fast start period. That, if so, this could be you. But some of you are not in your fast start period. You've been around for a while. But you go out and you recruit somebody. Right? I'm going to use Joe once again. Right? You go out and you recruit Joe. And you help Joe fast start qualify. And let's just say that you help Joe fast start qualify by selling two memberships and recruiting one person. Maybe Joe got a $30 plan and sold a $30 plan and a $60 plan, or a $35 plan and a $55 plan, whatever it was, 90 and one, right? He fast start qualified. By the way, you get a matching bonus when he fast start qualifies. He attends the free fast start training class that I mentioned. It was free, right? He gets a $300 bonus, you get a $300 bonus. Hey, but Joe fast start qualifies, he makes $300 because he attends the fast start training class and makes an extra 100 and change on the memberships, all 400. Recruiting one person. Let's say that person was Abe, right? Then Joe recruits someone else named Bree, right? Recruits Bree, sells her, maybe just a $35 plan. I'm going to use 35 on average, okay? Sells her a $35 plan. While he's doing that, Abe goes out and fast start qualifying by doing the same thing that Joe did. He sells two memberships, recruits one person, 90 and one. Right? Joe also recruits his friend Cal, sells him a $35 plan. And, maybe it's an individual ID shield along with, a $25 legal plan. Different ways to get there. Maybe it's a home business supplement, whatever it is. Sells a $35 plan and his friend Cal. Right? Bree goes out and sells a membership. Cal says, dude, my friend CJ would be all over this. He's a business owner, and he knows a ton of people. He would love this. And you guys go and see CJ, and lo and behold, Cal is right. Cal sells CJ a family plan, right, along with maybe a gun owner supplement, and then a small biz 10 plan, right? Something relatively... we're not going over the top. I'm not selling CJ everything. At the end of the day, Joe recruited three people and sold one other membership. The people that Joe recruited sold a total of four memberships and recruited two people. Here's what I'm trying to say. Joe selling four memberships over 6 weeks, I think we can all agree, is part-time. The people that Joe recruited barely did what he did by himself. So we know that they're only doing this part-time. But if you add all that up, right, Abe fast-start qualified, Cal fast-start qualified, it's only two of the five recruits fast-start qualified. But if you add up all the bonuses and the matching bonuses, you have a brand new manager on your team who's made $1,800 in 45 days. Now, here's the good news, is it doesn't have to take 45 days. It doesn't have to take 6 weeks. It could take 6 days because you're only selling four memberships, recruiting three people, and then helping a couple of people market a couple of memberships. So it could take 6 weeks if you want. It could take 6 days. Listen, I know there are people on this call who have had that happen to someone on their team in 6 hours because they held a private business reception and everybody showed up, and or not even everybody showed up, but enough people showed up and people got involved. Right? So it can take as fast or as slow as you want. But there are a ton of people out there that $1,800 for Christmas would be huge for them. We just got to go talk to people about it. And however you want to broach the conversation, right? However you want to do that. Hey, listen, I love what Russell Peden says. I ran across something I thought you could use. I love what Dave Cavula says. Listen, I've got something to show you. You may or may not be interested. It'll only take 15 minutes. Right? I love what Tony Petrill said, right, which is, you know, I've got something in my hands that you need to see. I want to see if it makes sense to you the way it made sense to me. You know, whatever it is, that, you know, check upline, whatever your upline executive director is telling you to say, it's probably what they said. And if they said it and they're an executive director, it probably works, right? So just do what they did. I did everything Dave Hall told me to do until I hit exec. Because he had my best interest at heart. He wanted me to be successful. If I was successful, it made him successful too. Your upline exec has a vested interest in helping you to succeed. Okay? So with that, the last thing I want to say is we need to close this month strong, like super strong. If you just recruited someone, we have to get them into Performance Club. If you haven't recruited anyone yet, recruit someone and get them into Performance Club this month. And let me give you one big reason why. Riviera Maya. You have to be in Performance Club in order to, I mean, they may or may not do something for people to get started next month. I don't know. But if they're at least in, if you at least recruit somebody this month, then they have a shot. Because with the PC reboot, if they're brand new, they can use their PC reboot at the beginning of next month and still qualify and be in the running for the Riviera Maya. And there is nothing like taking new people on your team with you on an all-expense paid trip. So at the very least, we need to recruit everyone we would want to go on the trip. But if we get them into Performance Club this month, then they really have a legitimate shot. If you recruit someone right now, it only takes a day to Performance Club qualify. Two memberships, one recruit. You know, 60 and one. 90 and one to Fast Start qualify, but it's only 60 and one to Performance Club qualify and be in the running. So two memberships, one recruit. We can recruit someone tomorrow and get them into Performance Club on Wednesday, and we're off and running. And they've got, you know, they're, trust me, when I my very first trip was to Cancun in 2010. It was an 11-month contest then. We're running a 5-month contest this time. But 11 months. And I was never sure I was going to make it. Like, all the way, I just kept doing what I did every single month. And lo and behold, at the end of 11 months, I was one of 500 people that won the trip. But I had gotten started in November of 2008, and it was too late that year for me to be in the running for the trip. So it wasn't until the next trip that was my first one that I was eligible for. Let's get people in the running for their first trip, because they just might surprise you and win it. We've got so many great things happening on the More Success team right now, and we've got so many great things happening in Legal Shield right now. I am super excited, so grateful for my mentors, so grateful for the promotions, so grateful for this membership, and for this opportunity that set me free, and so many of the other ring earners on the call. Listen, there's no reason you can't be the next one. And with that, Mr. Moore, I'll turn it back over to you, sir.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Schieber, for pouring into our team tonight. You know, you and Amber are both incredible assets to Legal Shield and, of course, to our More Success team. So thank you for all that you mean to our team and especially for your training tonight.
Thank you.
All right. We like to end every call the same way we have for the last 30 years. Let's keep God first, family second, and then Legal Shield. Until next Monday night, everyone, have a wonderful and productive week. Good night.